IDC Radio. 106.2 FM. IDC Radio, in collaboration with Kol Israel.
Traveling Blues.
Traveling Blues.
With Eli Marcus.
Finger licking good.
Good evening. Welcome to the 201st show of Traveling Blues. And we've got lots and lots of brand new music for you. And we're going to start off with an album that I introduced last week because he had a birthday and because it was the introduction of the album. The album was just released last week. We're talking about Mr. Noam Dayan, a local blues artist in Israel, and he just put out an album called Corner of Blues and the City. So without further ado, let's hear the last track, Let the Man Go Free.
Lately I dream, and in the dream I see us sitting on a tree. Above our border lines, yours and mine, we will unwind and let the man go free. Up on this tree, you won't find no religion, no society. We all gather here to breathe, and with no ideas, we do believe you can let the man go free. Sitting on a tree and wonder when we could go down to the ground. Maybe when we'll find how to make the man go free. If I'm not the only one who dreams of this tree, who else? And in a man, lately I dream, and in the dream I see us sitting on a tree. Above our border lines, yours and mine, we will unwind and let the man go free. Thank you.
Mr. Noam Dayan, and that's from his brand new album called Corner of Blues and the City. And I know that was a little bit of a stretch for a blues show because it was mostly bossa nova, but there is a tradition of bossa nova in the blues. Willie Dixon, among other people, introduced a lot of bossa nova strains into the blues in the early 50s, and I definitely love the sound of Noam playing the guitar. He's a fantastic artist, and you can hear him playing once a week up in Ramat Yishai at a little place called Barbarossa, and you can find his album, I think, online. The best bet is to look for the NoamDayanBand.com and see if you can get the information from there. A brand new album is coming out these days with a band that's been around for many, many years. The name may not be that familiar to you, but they've been around for at least 40 or more years, the Kentucky Headhunters. And about 12 years ago, they went into the studio with an ace piano session man named Johnny Johnson. And Johnny Johnson passed away sometime in 2005, I believe, and the album was put somewhere into an archive and wasn't released until right now. So this is the newest album by the Kentucky Headhunters, and it's called Meet Me in Blues Land, and this is the title track.
Thank you. some peace.
And that was from the brand new album by the Kentucky Headhunters. Officially, it's going to be released next week on June 2nd. And that features Johnny Johnson on piano and maybe some vocals as well. Let's check out one more tune. This is called She's Got to Have It.
Bought me a gold watch and put it on a great long chain. She said the next time you go for one of those walks, don't you leave me here in all of this pain. She got to have it when she want it, and she want it right now. Well, ain't no use to waiting around for love to come down. She got to have it right now. Well, when me and my baby went driving, looking for a cheap second ride, the man handed her a key to a red Cadillac. She got the crazy look in her eyes. She got to have it when she want it, and she want it right now. Well, there ain't no use to waiting around for her love to come down. She got to have it right now. We'll be right back. from my love potion. And there is something I just have to do. She got to have it when she want it. She want it right now. But there ain't no use waiting around for love to come down. She got to have it right now.
The Kentucky Headhunters, Meet Me in Bluesland. That's going to be out next week all over the world. And we know that one of the greats of the blues passed away just about 10 days ago. And we're talking about Mr. B.B. King. And it just so happens that one of the people that inspired B.B., Mr. T-Bone Walker, has a birthday this week. And we're going to kill two birds with one stone and give you a little bit of the person who inspired B.B. King and celebrate T-Bone Walker's birthday. Aaron T-Bone Walker was born this week in 1910. And here's something that I think is from the late 40s. Come Back to Me, Baby, T-Bone Walker. Thank you. Mr. Aaron T-Bone Walker, also famous for Stormy Monday, among other things, inspired many, many guitarists that came after him, and he was one of the first electric blues guitarists. You might look it up in the electric guitar history. Some of the first people that made it popular were T-Bone Walker in the blues vein, and Mr. Charlie Christian in the jazz vein. So happy birthday, Mr. T-Bone Walker, wherever you may be roaming. We just so happen to have a new recording from Kenny Wayne Shepherd, and this is from a live album that just came out, and it happens to be a song identified with B.B. King. So let's hear Woke Up This Morning, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, live.
Thank you. left home.
IDC Radio. 106.2 FM. IDC Radio. In collaboration with Kol Israel.
106.2 FM. What I tell ya, the rumba or bossa nova. That's the beat that was at the beginning of that song, and that's from way back in the early 50s. So the blues has had bossa nova and rumba in it for many, many years. Now we go to, let's do some updates on the club scene. And at the same time, I'm going to give you a little bit of Mr. Ron Levy, Ron Levy's Wild Kingdom. And this is called Funky Monkey Boogaloo. Ron Levy has a birthday this week, and you can wish him a happy birthday on Facebook, or you can go and do him a favor and do me a favor and buy his new book, the autobiographical book that he wrote, The Tales of Road Dog, and that's available at levtron.com, his website. You can also buy his music online, either by download or otherwise. So happy, happy birthday, Ron Levy. And check the schedules around the Boston area, because he does perform live from time to time in the general Boston area. And happy birthday. Many more to come. Mazel tov, Ron. This week, actually tonight, there's quite a bit of blues activity downtown in Tel Aviv. Let's start with down south in Jaffa. In the Old City, they've got a tribute to B.B. King with Gil Katzir, Papa Blues, and Rinat Masika, and that's at the Simta Theater in the Old City of Jaffa. At the same time, Mr. Yaron Ben-Ami is launching his brand new CD, which is a complete CD of Hebrew blues. It's called Blues in Canaan Land, or Blues Be'eretz Knaan. And that's happening at the Ozna Shlishit, the Third Ear Club, in the middle of Tel Aviv. At the same time, we've got the Blues Angels with Yossi Elbaz up at Temple Bar in Haifa, and the Blues Jam at Bar Giora in the basement in Tel Aviv. All these things are happening tonight, all over the place. Tomorrow night, at Kibbutz Na'an, the Takam 11 Club in sort of southeast of Tel Aviv in the Rehovot area, the Blues Rebels are going to be taking the stage. The same time, Yaron Ben-Ami is going to be all the way up at Kibbutz Eilon on the northern border at the pub Subaru 6. That's tomorrow, Thursday night. And even further north, Full Trunk are going to be playing at the Pitria, the Mushroom Pub up at Kibbutz Dan. That's all the way up on the northern border. And also Thursday night, we've got Mark Roshkov Blues Band playing at Shablul in the Tel Aviv port. Friday we have the Sobo Blues Band doing electric set down at Mike's Place in Eilat, and Blues Rebels are going to be doing a matinee at Shablul in Tel Aviv. Saturday, the Academy of the Blues is going to be playing at Shablul at night. And what else do we have listed here? Oh yeah, Guy DeGun with Jonathan Hornick are going to be launching a special show for their blues band Route 66 at Jessica Restro Bar. That's on Saturday night in downtown Tel Aviv. Sunday, the Blues and Booze goes on at the Passage on Allenby in Tel Aviv. The same time, well, actually earlier in the evening, Hadar Levine is going to be doing a concert at Levantine 7, and that's an early show at 8 p.m., so you could actually manage to do both. You could go to Hadar's show and then catch the Blues and Booze later on at the Passage. 1st of June features Yossi Elbaz at Ellie's Pub in downtown Haifa. The 2nd features Noam Dayan, 2nd of June, Noam Dayan at Barbarossa, Romat Ishai, And the same night, Yossi Elbaz and Kostitsa Band are going to be in Haifa. And there's going to be a Mike's Place jam on the waterfront in Tel Aviv. All those things are going on in the next week. Let's listen more closely to Funky Monkey Boogaloo. Happy birthday, Ron Levy. Happy birthday, Ron Levy. I think that he's headed down from Memphis, actually, this weekend, as are many, many blues artists and interested people, because there's going to be a memorial for B.B. King, I believe, in Memphis this weekend. And I don't remember exactly where I guess the funeral is going to be in Las Vegas. Anyhow, let's go to another birthday. Mr. Junior Parker has a birthday this week. Let's hear something called Sitting, Drinking, and Thinking.
You. like no crime. It was a sad, sad day. See that train roll down the line. Yes, baby's gone.
Junior Parker, and that's from sometime in the early 50s, I believe. And happy birthday, Mr. Junior Parker. Now let's go to a brand new recording from Mr. Lachy Dolly. I may have mentioned a few years ago a guy called Clayton Dolly from Australia, who is an ace Hammond B3 player. And it turns out he's got a younger brother named Lachy Dolly, who just got in contact with me. And he's putting out a brand new album. This is called Betcha I'll Getcha, Lachy Dolly.
If Cleopatra and Joan of Arc could have a baby, then here you are. I call, smile, and ask you for a dance. You turn me down once, you turn me down twice, you turn me down three times. But I bet you I'll get you. Yes, I bet you I'll get you. I bet you I'll get you. Well, I bet you I'll get you. I'm a patient man. To get your hand, I do all I can. I call a wink and offer you a drink. Now you turn me down once, you turn me down twice, you turn me down three times. But I bet you I'll get you. Yes, I bet you I'll get you. I bet you I'll get you. I bet you I'll get you. Come on!
Mr. Latchy Doley. Let's hear one more tune from that guy right after we do Station ID.
IDC International Radio.
IDC Radio. 106.2 FM.
So as I was saying, older brother Clayton Doley has been doing very well in the world. I believe he moved to Toronto a couple of years ago, and he's been playing with a number of people that I know there from back in the 70s, and he's putting out a brand new album pretty soon. But little brother Latchy Doley has put out an album right now, and this next tune is called Stop Listening to the Blues.
But I know that's just the blues talking. Ain't no way that's you talking. There ain't nothing so untrue. Stop listening to the blues when the blues starts talking to you. Sometimes I feel I gotta call it a day. I'm wasting money on a dream that just won't pay. But I know that's just the blues talking. So damn hard to ignore it. See, there ain't nothing so untrue. Stop listening to the blues when the blues start to talk. To you.
Mr. Latchy Doley, and with all this organ music, I forgot to mention that one of the things that's important about Mr. Ron Levy, besides having a birthday this week and putting out a book recently, is that he used to accompany B.B. King. He used to be the keyboard player behind B.B. King in the late 60s, early 70s, and he was a good friend of his. So, once again, happy birthday, Ron. And let's go to another brand new CD. This is called Mr. Josh Garrett Band, and he's from Louisiana. And this is a brand new album that's just coming out now. Let's listen to a track called A Whole Bottle of Wine, spelled W-H-I-N-E.
Mm-hmm. to find.
Mr. Josh Garrett from down in Louisiana. You can find out more information from joshgarrettmusic.com. And that album is called Honey for My Queen. It's out now on iTunes, Amazon.com, and CD Baby, among other places. And we're near the end now. I have one more person to wish a happy birthday, and that's Mr. Miles Davis, who did quite a bit for the blues as well as jazz. He helped a lot of artists to get to where they were going, and that includes a lot of different kinds of guitarists, keyboard players, all kinds of musicians who went on to become stars in many different fields. And this is from the Kind of Blue album from the late 50s with John Coltrane, and this is called So What. So what? Happy birthday, Miles Davis. And we'll catch you next week on Traveling Blues. Thank you, Giddy. Thank you, everybody here in the studio. And see you next week.